Tav Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph Habdika Tzav Shetiyah Leor Haner. This part of Takana Chachomim is it should be with candle light, V'loy Leor Halavona, and not by moonlight, because you cannot see into the corners of the house with the moonlight. Then one can use a flashlight. The minig is to make the bracha on a candle, and then afterwards, if it's more comfortable, more convenient to use a flashlight, you should use that. Shabru says that Takana Kamuvan is Erev Pesach, and at night, if you did a full-fledged vidika in the daytime, even so, on Leil Erev Pesach, night of the 14th, he has to make another vidika. He says, in the case where he made a full vidika in the daytime, and since there are places in the city, he's going to the diyavin, he should make the second vidika without a bracha. Seems the mechaber v'm ova v'lebod v'lel yudal shepoyd v'yom yudal yuduk l'rachama elor ne'er. If somebody for some reason was not able or did not make the vidika at the night of Erev Pesach, then he has to make the vidika in the daytime. Also, though, he has to use a candle, because even though it's daytime, but the corners and little cracks, he will not be able to see without a candlelight. Vachsadra, but if there's an open place, which has, according to the explanation of Mr. Brewer, it has three out of the four walls, and therefore it's very light, because one side is completely open. For that type of place, it's enough that you have sunlight, because it totally illuminates the area. Within Kenegad Arubah Shemecheh, also if you have a skylight, so if you're bugging underneath it, it also helps in the daytime, because the light goes directly in that area.